Welcome to today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature with Bible teacher Daniel Litton. Here's today's message.
Therefore, Satan's setup of a small Roman band of soldiers was no match against one angel from heaven. And since Satan could not stop Jesus' resurrection, he turned back to the hearts of the Jewish leaders. He got men to have the guards lie about what had happened at the tomb. Matthew records for us, still in Matthew chapter 28, now in verse 11, "Behold, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had taken place. And when they had assembled with the elders and taken counsel, they gave a sufficient sum of money to the soldiers and said, 'Tell people, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble.' So they took the money and did as they were directed. And this story has been spread among the Jews to this day." Matthew chapter 28, verses 11 through 15. So Satan's final sin was getting the Jewish people to disbelieve in the resurrection of Jesus, the Messiah for them and for the whole world. It was still that way when Matthew wrote his account, and it is still that way today for the Jewish people, even some 2,000 years later.
Thank you, Daniel. You can listen to complete messages from Bible teacher Daniel Litton at peacetoliveby.org. Also, visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/peacetoliveby.